them be joined to me, because I have borne him 3 sons, and therefore was his name called Levi. Now look up. We know the story, we know this background for this story of Leah and Rachel. Rachel was the woman that Jacob labored
for.
And rather than getting Rachel as a wife, he was given Leah.
On lui a donné plutôt Léa.
And he hated Leah, but God had to compensate Leah.
Mais Dieu l'a récompensé.
But that's not where we're going. When God decided to compensate Leah, God did it in a hurry.
Il a fait rapidement.
Somebody say in a hurry.
Quelqu'un dit ça à la rapidité.
And she gave birth to her first son.
Elle a eu son premier fils.
The husband refused to give her attention.
Son mari
refused to notice her. Ignored her.
Il a ignoré.
So when she gave birth to the first son, she called the son Reuben. And Reuben means see me.
Reuben veut dire see me.
Look at me.
Regardez-moi.
Reuben actually means behold the son.
Ça veut dire voici le.
I am here.
Je suis ici.
Look at me.
Regardez-moi.
She was a wife, but not treated as a wife until Reuben came.
Elle était femme.
See me. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that there are people,
il y a des gens,
who think they have been seen,
qui sont trop vus,
who think they have been noticed,
les...
but unknown to them, darkness has covered them.
Ils oublient que les ténèbres les
ont. We are going to pray that prayer, my generation will see me.
L'imagination doit me voir.
Can I say this to you? There are many who are not as talented or anointed as you are, but they are all over the place. And darkness covers a man. There are two things that happen. When he is covered by darkness,
it's
either is not noticed,
il n'est pas
it's wrongly presented.
Ou il est mal présenté.
You didn't get that at all. When a man is covered by darkness, either is not noticed at all. Darkness presented a wrong picture to the public. A girl can be beautiful and pretty. That's what the mirror tells her.
C'est ce que le miroir lui dit.
But that's not what people see.
C'est pas ce que les gens voient.
She's going about like a lady.
Elle peut aller comme une fille.
But Satan has made her a man.
Mais Satan a fait d'elle un homme.
And a man cannot marry a man.
Un homme ne peut pas l'épouser.
Darkness.
Les ténèbres.
That was why even before God could begin creation,
avant
he
la création,
had to call light.
Il a fait invoquer le.
If God could not create the world in darkness, you cannot advance in darkness.
Vous ne pouvez pas avancer dans les ténèbres.
If God Almighty,
le Dieu tout-puissant,
multi-breasted,
le Dieu
tout-puissant, ageless, dieless, weariless, tireless, fenceless, God
Dieu
could not create anything
rien créer
until he called light.
Parce qu'il est invoqué la lumière.
God said, I have a master plan. I want this world to become an architectural masterpiece. But I cannot do that in the midst of darkness. There are people that walk into offices. They actually think that somebody knows they are around, not knowing that the person has forgotten them. Darkness covered them on the seat. Darkness. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8, 12, I'm the light of the world. Whosoever followeth me shall not walk in darkness, shall have the light of life.
Dans la lumière de vie.
He says, arise.
Lève-toi.
Arise.
Et
not and shine.
Et
arise, shine.
Lève-toi et
your light has come. When your light comes, you shine. You arise.
Tu brilles.
When light comes,
quand la lumière vient.
This have we received. 1 John 1:5. This have we received of him. That God is light and in him there's no darkness.
La lumière,
at all.
Il n'y a point de ténèbres.
You will pray.
Tu vas prier.
My generation shall see
ma génération me verra.
Oh Lord, take the darkness away.
Seigneur, enlève les ténèbres.
You have a shop. Now, can you imagine somebody has a boutique?
Quelqu'un boutique,
for example.
Par exemple.
And someone walks to your boutique.
Et quelqu'un vient dans sa boutique.
And is
asking
to refer him or refer her to a boutique.
Il lui réfère à une autre boutique.
You didn't get that. He said, please, you are selling clothes. He said, please, where can I get good clothes? But that's what can happen.
The man
in your absence to be felt in your presence.
Si qui peut arriver que ton absence soit notée quand tu n'es pas là.
You become a ridicule.
Tu deviens ridicule.
And a mockery.
Une moquerie.
You will pray that prayer.
Tu vas prier.
Many are walking about, but nobody is seeing them.
Beaucoup se promènent, mais personne ne les voit.
Are you ready to pray?
Est-ce que vous êtes prêt?
Lift your right hand on fire.
Élevez la main
dans right where you are here in Lagos and all. In this auditorium and outside, all over the world,
we
take this prayer, say it after my Father,
mon père,
I As I begin to pray, let darkness be lifted off my life. My generation shall see me. Open your mouth and fire prayer. My generation shall see me.
Tomorrow. He said, let the gods do so to me. If by this time tomorrow, he heard
of Elijah is on his head. When Elijah had it, Elijah took up. That was a man that killed 450 prophets of Baal. Minus 400 other prophets that were backing the prophets of Baal. So there were 850. One woman, Iran. A man killed 800 men and ran from a woman's strength. Now, hear what God told Elijah. He said, Elijah, when he ran to God, he said, God, look, God did not respond concerning Jezebel. Hear what God said. He said, you will anoint who shall be prophet in your stead. You shall anoint Jehu. You shall anoint Ahaziah. In other words, Elijah, the anointing is too much to be carried by one person. Download it on three. Hold on. Out of those three, it was one that killed Jezebel. So what God was trying to say to Elijah, this woman you are running in front of now three times. But why? So that the voice will not be heard. A generation must hear my voice. You are not a non-entity that can be brushed aside. You are not an echo. You are to be a voice. Lord of fire. Say, my father. I begin to pray. My generation must hear my voice. Without a helper. Jesus was the Lamb of the world, but nobody knew until John the Baptist said so. Jesus was just a normal man walking about, and John said, behold, the Lamb. Listen, no matter how talented you are, you need somebody to recommend you. You lost that contract, you lost that opportunity because somebody condemned you. We live in a generation. Let me tell you something. If the devil wants to lose hell against you,
contre toi,
it's up accusers.
Il va citer les gens qui vont t'accuser. It's about Jesus.
That's what the Bible says. Let not an evil speaker establish in the earth.
Join me.
Without helpers, you live like a leper. Help us help you to facilitate your destiny. Help us help you to live with speed.
You
don't understand this. Help us. You can never live life without helpers.
Vous ne pouvez pas vivre sans les assistants.
Hello. And when God Almighty, look at that. David said, is there anyone in the house of Jonathan that I will show kindness? And somebody was strategically positioned. His name was Ziba. He said, Jonathan has a son. Ah, oh God, release my Ziba.
Relâche mon Ziba.
Release my. He said, Jonathan has a son. And they went to Lodibar. A forgotten, restricted location.
Une localité apparente.
When helper shows up, location is immaterial.
Quand les assistants viennent, le lieu n'est pas un problème.
As when shows up, location.
Quand les assistants viennent,
is immaterial.
Là où vous n'avez pas le problème.
Helpers.
Les assistants.
He knows how to preserve you. By the ministry of helpers.
C'est les assistants.
Am I talking to somebody?
Il m'adresse à quelqu'un.
When you are being helped and helped and helped by God, you now step to the ministry of help. Help is in Romans chapter 12. It's a ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 also. It's a ministry. Am I communicating now? Your life can be sweet if a helper comes.
Yes.
One of my beloved daughters, I said to her, I said, come, carry favor. I put her down. She took her ATM machine and she went and slotted it. Her ATM and slotted it to the machine. Money just started coming. There was no money there before. Money was just coming. She was getting scared. Every ATM machine has a set amount. It doesn't go beyond that limit. But when the Holy Ghost shows up, you know your problem? Like I told you before, drop what you are too. You are too used to the natural.
Vous êtes habitué au naturel.
I live in the supernatural.
Je vis dans le surnaturel.
I have heard people say, Papa, they said my liver is bad. I said, let's get another one. So that's why I'm going to India. They want India. Now you get a new liver now. In the supernatural. One of my beloved sons was in Germany, and God said, go to France. And give them a word. The pastor is about to pack up. And he said to the Lord, how can I go to France? I've been in Germany for a while. I don't have my permit. I don't have my stay. And if you don't have your stay or your permit abroad, don't go near the airport. Because it's very easy. They just pick you. Next plane. Home. So God said, go. He went to the airport. God said, stand on the queue. Eh? On the queue of a flight. Going to France. He stood. They were checking passport. Checking ticket. Checking. He was getting close to him. He said, am I sure I'm hearing God? But this voice wants to destroy me. And the Lord said to him, in Germany, Frankfurt, God said to him, go to the restroom. He entered the restroom. The Lord said to him, speak in tongues. He began to speak in tongues, spoke in tongues, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. He began to speak in tongues. He spoke in tongues for almost 30 minutes. And the Lord said to him, come out. When he walked out of the Frankfurt, airport toilet, he saw himself walking out of France airport toilet. Oh, you didn't get me now. It was Frankfurt. He saw himself walking out of Paris airport. Charles de Gaulle. You are too natural. Very soon, it will not be Virgin Nigeria. It will not be PA. It will be Philip Airline. Like Philip, the Bible says he saw himself in another city. Who told you only herbalists disappeared? They learned it from Philip. You are too natural.
Vous êtes très naturel.
I sick hospital. I did. They treat me. Yeah, and that doctor said, yeah, I can't have baby because of this. What's that? Hello. Hello. Join me. This prayer you will pray with all your heart. As you are praying this prayer, as you are, when I say open your mouth and fire prayer, as you are praying, you are clapping your hands. Are you hearing me? See, the helper of your life will locate you this week. In Jesus' name. Lift your right and say, my Father, my Father. As I begin to pray, wherever my helpers are, I command them.
I command them.
Drink
Savior, King Paul. Hallelujah. While it was day, he says, certain Jews banded themselves. They came together. When they came together, they now kept themselves bound again. That's double bondage, just for one man. They banded themselves together and bound themselves and put themselves under a curse that they will not eat or drink until they keep Paul. Whoever has embarked on a vow against me, a vow, would take five prayers from that verse. Whoever has embarked on a vow, it was a vow. When somebody embarks on a vow, he may not say it, but he will mean it. A vow may not be verbally, rhetorically said, but can be meant in the heart. When somebody persists on an attack, it's a vow. Any vow taken against me by anybody, watch me, even as that came together, it was Jews, it was non-believers. You may not necessarily say, I vow to kill you, but from the way the person means you, it's like the person has made up his mind to see that you're going to shame. Lift up your right hand of fire. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Any vow.
Taking against me.
Taking against me.
By anyone.
As I pray.
I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Bible says, when it was day, when it was day, you cannot trace a craft to the midnight. When dark night covers a crafty attacker, you can't trace them. There are people that can be killing you and be greeting you. You need to be there to expose them. When it was day, they can, I mean, there are people that are professionals. They have brought down many. They have ruined many. They have destroyed many. You need daylight to expose them. So you will pray that every cunning, skillful, crafty opposition, every cunning, crafty, skillful, hidden enemy, let daylight expose them. He said, when it was day. Is it in your Bible? He said, and when it was day. You can't get them at night. You are joking. You are joking. There are some of you, if a prophecy comes now and someone is picked to be one who has meant you or meant to pull you down, you'll be amazed. Because that's not what your mind is tilting towards. But when there is death, they can't run. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Upon daylight to finger. Am I communicating? Daylight to expose anyone that will not let you rest. Daylight to make them restless. Whoever does me to rest, daylight expose them and make them restless. Whatever. It may be a circumstance. It may be an individual. Now, hold on. Let me explain something to you. When we say enemies, we are not particular about people. We are particular about anything.
Yes, sir.
When we say we pray about opposition, we are particular about anything, no matter what it is. Lift up your right hand of fire. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Whatever will not let me rest.
Whatever will not let me rest.
Whoever will not let me be.
Whoever will not let me be.
Daylight of God.
Light of God.
Expose them.
Expose them.
Disgrace them.
Disgrace them.
Expose them.
Expose them.
Disgrace them.
Open your mouth and fire.
Ha 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 ha!
Against me. May their fasting turn to starving.
Amen.
Since they have stayed away from food, they will not see food again.
Amen.
So there are people who are fasting. Now, let me say this to you. When the Bible talks of fasting, it's not just about food. It's about staying off pleasure. That there are people that will choose to stay off pleasure. They will not sleep. Some of them will not want to enjoy anything pleasurable. Just to see that they deny you the same pleasure. Am I communicating? They will stay off pleasure because they want to deny you pleasure. You will pray. And this prayer, I'd like you to mean it. This is a sign of occultic oppression. When people start denying themselves pleasure, or because they don't want you to have that pleasure. If you study your Bible very well in the book of 1 Kings, you see a story about a woman. There were two of them who were harlots. They lived in the house. One of them, her child was dead, and she was saying to herself, I want to get my friend. When they got to the king said, let's share the baby. And one of the women, the one whose original, you know, was the original mother of the child, said, no, don't share the baby. But the mother, the woman who stole the baby said, divide the child. A divided child cannot be alive. A divided baby can't live. She was, in other words, saying, if I don't have, you shouldn't have. I don't want pleasure, you should not have pleasure. I don't want peace, you should not have peace. I don't have a good marriage, you should not have a good marriage. What now? So when they were from pleasure, it's because they were at least saying that you too, Paul, you have no pleasure. We don't have pleasure, that pleasure. So pleasure was being divided. You will pray a prayer after the order of First Kings. The good of my life, the blessings of my life, you cannot be divided. The opportunities of my life, the breakthroughs of my life, you cannot be divided. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14, for whatsoever God does abideth forever, nothing can be added, nothing can be taken. Your breakthrough will not be divided. you pray that prayer with anger in your system, whatever package God has ordained for you, it will come full.
Amen.
This God is real.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. There are things that we are seeing happening that makes us know that we are not guessing. Neither are we assuming. God is real. God is real. There are testimonies you will hear that you understand what I'm saying. God is real. Things that happen. God is real. Somebody was expecting money for 4 years. How many years?
4 years.
And they forgot about the money. Say they are not interested. They are not. 4 years. They forgot about the file. She was even tired of going. Yesterday, she just said, they will pay. Let me just mention it. And I said, go and collect your money. That was yesterday. In less than 2 hours, our account was credited. 4 years. 4 years. Less than 2 hours. You can't say that one is a accident. If it is 500, 1 million, if it's 2 million, 16 million. So you can't say, nobody just decides. There must have been fire on your bum to pay that kind of money. So that you are not seeing testimonies does not deny the reality of testimonies. Any man that can pray can see changes. The people I don't like and the people you should run from, and I'm praying that God should keep such people away from this ministry, are people who are still arguing manifest. Don't come here. You are occultic. Do you know there's some people that have not been initiated, but they have already initiated themselves by their mind? When you make yourself an enemy of God, like I said to them in a marriage, I said a single lady can become a widow. At 50, she's not married. She's already a widow. A lady who is married at 55, when you just look at her, you just notice there's something wrong. She looks like who has lost a husband, and she has never been married. The same way when you see a person who is acting the move of God, you have become occultic in your mind. That does not solve your problem. That does not better your life. You will take this prayer. You know what Moses said? Moses, I love Moses. He said, let Reuben live and not die. Now, that's not all. That's not all. He said, let not his men be few. Not just that he should be alive, he should have abundance of men. You will no more patch life.
Amen.
You will not manage life.